This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
You say that you love me.
Say you love me.
All of the time.
All of the time.
You say that you need me.
Say you need me.
You'll always be mine.
Always be mine.
I'm feeling glad all over you, Emma. Glad all over, baby. I'm glad all over. So glad you're mine.
Hey, get right to the chorus, guys. Perfect. We dig into this day in music history when I fill in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And on this day in 1943, Mike Smith born. Mike Smith, the lead singer of the Dave Clark Five. Dave Clark, if I'm not mistaken, the drummer in the Dave Clark Five. It's his band, though. Mike Smith, the singer, Glad All Over, went to number one in the UK in 1964, also a big hit here in the U.S., Over and Over in 1965, number one here in the U.S., 15 other U.K. top 40 hits. Mike Smith died in 2008 from pneumonia at the age of 64, but he was born on this day in 1943, and we hear Glad All Over from the Dave Clark Five on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Wednesday, December 12th, across the state of Michigan. Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center in a little more than 10 minutes here on the program. I'd mentioned this briefly in the first segment. We have some audio now from this sit-down Oval Office meeting between the president, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. Mike Pence was there, too, although he was not involved in the proceedings. I mean, he was there, but didn't get involved in this back and forth. I'll just read quickly from the New York Times write-up. President Trump Tuesday transformed what was to be a private negotiating session with Democratic congressional leaders into a bitter televised altercation over his long-promised border wall, vowing to force a year-end government shutdown if they refuse to fund his signature campaign promise. This really was unlike other Oval Office meetings. It was not a photo op. I mean, it was a photo op, but there was far more going on there. Let's head to the audio. A couple of clips here. We'll just play them in order, from in chronological order, I should say. One, two, three. This first one, a little lengthy, but it's essentially the beginning with President Trump and Nancy Pelosi going back and forth this yesterday in the Oval Office.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together in a bipartisan way to meet the needs of the American people. I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House,
Trump
shutdown. You have the White House, you have the Senate, you have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we
right
don't
now.
Have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't
you
have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but
today.
I can't, excuse me, but I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
The House we can get passed very easily.
Okay,
and
then
we do.
But
the problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote,
no,
and
no,
they won't
the
vote.
That's not the point, Mr. President. The point is that there are equities to be weighed. And we're here to have a conversation
Correct.
In a prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate
Correct.
In front of the press on this. But the fact is, the Senate, the House Republicans could bring up this bill, if they had the votes, immediately, and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House.
No, that's
we would get it, Nancy, I'd have it passed in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes.
Well,
that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, then
that's
we can
right.
meet with the press again. But the fact is that legislating, which is what we do,
right.
you begin, you make your point, you state your case. That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall, no matter where
That's
you
exactly
start.
Exactly right. You don't have
if
I needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session
well,
would be
do
done.
It. Go do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in
no,
the
don't
Senate.
Put it on the Senate. Put it
of
on
course.
Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. Just and we're doing this in a very friendly manner. It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote
well,
of the Senate.
The Senate.
I need 10 senators. That's
Mr.
the
President,
problem.
You have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
Let me say something here.
Let me just say one thing. The fact is, you do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security.
All right, President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, a little bit of Chuck Schumer yesterday in the Oval Office. More of him in just a second. A couple of quick points there. Nancy Pelosi saying early on, a shutdown is not worth anything. Basically saying, you know, there's nothing on the table that you could think of that would be worth shutting the government down. Of course, Democrats just did that not long ago. They had to fold after they did that. So, you know, it's not too far in the past that that actually happened. And this back and forth about a House vote, my understanding is, I was reading yesterday, that there were some discussions in the House about actually taking that vote just to sort of prop up, support the president after that back and forth yesterday, to take the vote in the House and then send it over to the Senate and let them worry about it. We'll see what happens. I'm sure better than this. I don't remember how long the second cut is. Do we have time? We have time. All right, let's hit it real quick. Cut two here.
Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built and how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington,
whether it's effective or whatever. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You have called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because
you,
let me just finish, because you can't get your way.
The last time you shut it down,
you got killed. Let me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border
security. And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
All right, there's President Trump and Chuck Schumer. There's one more cut we can't fit in here. We'll play it a little bit later, in which the president says, you know, I'll gladly shut down the government for border security. That's a tough soundbite if you're going to try to blame Democrats later on, but we will talk about that a little bit later, much more on that here on The Steve Gruber Show. Dan Gaynor coming up in just a few minutes.